In the bitter cold, waiting in a queue can feel longer than it already is. Theirs is a story of people fleeing a war they didn't expect. Mothers taking their children across the border. Families being torn apart as men between the age of 18 to 60 are not allowed to leave Ukraine under martial law. Marina, a divorcee who's traveling alone with her 12-year-old son, stayed in Kyiv for as long as she could.
We stayed because we thought the war would end at any moment. It was relatively quiet in our way. We heard the bombing, but we didn't think it would get to us until the very last moment. We realized we had to escape when we heard missiles flying over our head.
Despite the warnings, few believed a war would break out until it actually happened. They tell about how they were caught off guard, not expecting to become refugees. And in the midst, a group of Indian students who arrived in Kharkiv only 3 weeks ago to start medical school.
It was around 16 days. We were like, we thought that there will be no war. They were just argue and all. But suddenly this happened and we all went to the bunker and we had a really hard time. There were no facility through which we could escape from there, so we decided to go by foot. We traveled, I guess, 30 kilometers by foot and finally reached Poltava, and then we managed to move from there with a bus.
A little further down the line, Yana's husband is trying to cheer her up. These are the last moments they will be together as a family until who knows when. She's afraid for me, he says. But I think she will be bored without me. She will have nobody to nag. They have traveled for 3 days from Zaporizhzhia in the east, where the Russian army is advancing.
I woke up at 5 a.m. because I heard a huge loud bang. I thought something fell down from the shelf in the room next door, but the airport was being bombed.
Ruslana made the same journey, leaving behind her husband, sister, nieces and nephew. She's begging them to move fast before they get caught up in the fighting. She's upset that her life has been upended. It was a good, simple one, and she had plans for the future. And she rejects Russia's President Vladimir Putin's claims that civilians are not being targeted.
This is not true. It's full scale. We're being annihilated. People are dying, children, elderly, everybody. We had to run by foot as soon as there was an opportunity. It's not true. They're killing us.
Many of the people here are Russian speakers, those Putin claimed this war is aiming to protect. They became victims of a conflict that started in their name. Hod Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, along the Ukraine-Romania border.